Now you kiss and Chase Utley and that's it.
Why are you pushing Chase Utley on me? It's starting to get weird.
This is the Hot Corner.
Okay, look, I have a plan, all right? And it involves you getting this letter to him when you got out there to kiss him. Now, I have given this to Major League Baseball, his lawyer, his manager, his mom, and he has not gotten back to me, which means he hasn't gotten it yet. So just...
Did you write a love letter to Chase Utley?
With Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
In a lot of ways, yes, I do love him, but that is not a love letter in the way that you're thinking of it, okay? There's nothing sexual or...
Okay, that sounds good.
I'm gonna read it.
Dear Chase... They're stickers.
Yeah.
My God.
On the Odyssey app.
Dear Chase, I feel like I can call you Chase because you and me are so much alike. I would love to meet you someday. It would be great to have a catch. I know I can't throw as fast as you, but I think you would be impressed with my speed. Did you have a good relationship with your father? Me neither.
And 1080.
These are all things we can talk about and more. I am sure our relationship would be a real home run.
The Fan.
Welcome into the second hour of the Hot Corner. You missed the first hour. You can download that, the Fan podcast at 1080thefan.com, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts, including places that rhyme with Gleyber Torresify.
Yeah, you selfish bastard. I hope you are...
The home run stroke.
You're happy with yourself, and you're getting what you wanted.
Gleyber Torres just hit, what was that, a grand slam?
No, it's three-run home
run. Three-run home run to put the Yanks up 10-4, bottom of the eighth. This game kind of seems gone.
That was after my update. I did not miss it.
It's all right.
Literally just happened.
Look, dude, we are not here. We do not keep receipts on this show about you and your update. We keep receipts on everything else.
I know you guys don't, but I know the listeners do.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, dude, the texts are flying in. You are getting ripped apart,
Jordan.
You late
news man, piece of ass. No, do you even watch baseball?
No. Thank you.
So, yes, to Joe's point, I am getting my wish. I have worked every day of this World Series so far, and if the Yankees do pull this out 10-4 bottom of the eighth, I feel like they will. I will get game five, and I'm going to watch this game on my couch at home. Probably watching the Dodgers win because they'll throw Flaherty tomorrow, I assume.
What is this, pub beer? 5 o'clock game?
I will not be drinking pub beer.
No, will you be drinking during this?
I
thought that's what he said, too.
I thought so, too. Jordan,
pub beer is awesome. Okay.
Pub beer is great. It's absolutely phenomenal. I don't drink it because I am sober.
I think in the fridge, there's some Mexican pub beer.
Cerveza.
Yeah, ooh. Is this a thing?
Pub cerveza.
Oh, how about that? Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yes, Schultzy, I drink for all occasions when it's past 4 o'clock.
Atta baby. Yeah, I got a highlight.
Although Liverpool's on at noon tomorrow, so I might,
get it going a little early, huh? Dude, look at that ump. The ump just got drilled in the face by a pitch.
Good, he's been terrible today.
And then he just, I think you're a few seconds behind me. Watch what he does here. Oh man, you'll have to see it. He just bounces a couple of them and then fires a extra ball back at the pitcher, like
just ready to go. It's World Series.
Oh, you can tell he's hurting.
I got to be on top of this.
Too. Yeah.
Well,
he
his
is...
strike zone has been atrocious tonight, so maybe he deserves to be hit in the face.
Maybe,
Here we go.
Maybe he'll be better after this.
Hey-ya!
Yeah. He's like,
hey, we're good.
Watching him fire this thing.
I'm good. No, I'm fine. It's like, pay no attention to those missed strike calls that I didn't do earlier.
What if he's like the best umpire ever after that hit?
But he's not. You saw this.
No, like, getting it after hit by the baseball.
Oh, then he just becomes number one.
Knocks a couple cells loose where he's like, you know what? Actually, I can read the ball a lot better.
We got fair foul coming up in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour as Soto has just hit a double. This thing looks over.
Guys, save some hits for tomorrow. You're going to need them.
Well, fair foul at the bottom of the hour, and speaking of Juan Soto, we'll talk about him in about 10 minutes, but I want to have an honest, clean, constructive conversation about the New York Yankees.
They suck.
My friends, I'm worried about this team.
As they score 10 runs, but a big glaring issue is the dude who is at bat right now, and, I mean, among other things.
I am worried about this team. Now, I'm not worried because I'm not a fan. I'm worried because when the Yankees are good, it's good for baseball. Whether they lose in the ALCS, lose in the World Series or win the World Series, it's good to have the Yankees around. Yeah. It's a big fan base.
Debatable.
Historical, 28 titles, excuse me. The Yankees, it's nice to have. What I have learned from this World Series, as I sit here and I bang on Aaron Boone as a manager, and how I think Cashman is probably kind of outlived his time as a baseball GM. What I have learned from the last four games of this Yankee team is there is what appears to me zero leadership, zero calm, zero poise, and this team lacks everything I've ever seen about a New York Yankee team, okay? Luis Gil is on the mound tonight, right? And I would argue that Luis Gil looked scared in a lot of his pitches, okay? He's a rookie. All right, I get it. Hey, lay off him. He's a rookie, you know? Like, it's his first World Series start. Okay, cool. Paging Andy Pettit. Paging El Duque. Paging Mariano Rivera. I think, as much as I love Aaron Judge, and as much as I think he's a great baseball player and the right guy to be the star for the Yankees, this team needs Derek Jeter or Don Mattingly or Thurman Munson more than I've ever seen in my life. I feel like the culture, how this team operates, is broken. And you can see that by games 2 and 3. We all knew they were going to win tonight. They knew they were going to win tonight. The Dodgers knew the Yankees were going to win tonight.
Yeah, that's why they have this Honeywell guy as the sacrificial goat.
Because they know it's 11-4 in the bottom of the eighth. I think this Yankee team, Jazz Chisholm, I love his childhood love of the game, but I hate his arrogance, cockiness when he's not playing well. I just think this team really lacks somebody to step up and be a leader. There's no Paul O'Neill, there's no Scott Brosius, there's no Bernie Williams, and there's no El Capitan in Derek Jeter. Judge can have the armband, but I don't think this team acts that way. And that's crazy to think because they got guys like Anthony Rizzo. Anthony Rizzo.
Well, that was who I was.
Was that guy for the Cubs?
But
where are you?
But also, he doesn't really have a leg to stand on with how he's played the last couple of years.
Because he's washed.
Yes.
Because he's completely spent.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what. I'll speak to Schultz's Mariners right now. Who was one of the best leaders in that clubhouse years ago? Nelson Cruz.
Yep.
Washed. Over the edge, but could hit 30 bombs and made everyone else play better. There's nobody like that on this team. Gerrit Cole, I feel like, is on an island. He's like, I'm a $300 million pitcher. I played for my childhood team. I do what I do. The hell's wrong with you guys? I just think culture in New York is broken.
And that
shows because it's now coming to the fans. That guy, those two guys grabbing Mookie Betts and ripping a ball out of his glove that he's clearly caught. It's desperate. It's embarrassing.
Hey, get those guys in the dugout. They clearly want to win. They're willing to do whatever it takes, including getting kicked out of Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, you just spent $2,000 to touch Mookie Betts and watch Freddie Freeman hit a 2-run bomb.
And be nationally embarrassed.
Like
I don't know. I think it was pretty funny.
But I think some of that now, Jordan, you mentioned earlier, Yankee fans, Dodger fans, like, they're not the best fans in the world. The bleacher creatures are really awful. And Dodgers fans once killed a guy in a parking lot. But I think the Dodgers are not representative of their fans. The Yankees right now, like, who's really leading this club? Okay? Judge has struggled in this World Series. And we're not hearing from Judge. We're hearing from Boone and Soto and Stanton about how Judge will be fine. He'll get out of this. He'll kick out of this. And I think it's great that they're saying that. But if this is 1998 and the Yankees are down 3-1 in a series, Jeter is at the front of the podium saying, it's on me. And Andy's got to pitch better. And tomorrow we trust Roger to go out there and do something. And I just, I, I don't think that exists here. And I don't know if that's a Cashman Steinbrenner thing, but it's definitely a Boone thing.
Well, just like Rizzo, a lot of these guys don't have a whole lot to stand on. Like, yeah. You know, besides, again, Judge, which right now at this point, he doesn't have a leg to stand on because he can't hit and do squadouche in the playoffs. I mean, Giancarlo really doesn't have a leg to stand on because he's just now producing, seemingly, after getting paid millions and millions of dollars.
I heard Brandon Sprague this morning say that Jordan Schultz gets to home faster than Giancarlo Stanton does last night.
That's a low blow. That's uncalled
for.
But
I believe all three of us get to home plate faster than Giancarlo
Stanton.
I'm
slow. I'm not that slow.
Well, I can run a 5.274.
I will. Well, he's a runner. I'm not.
Keep that receipt.
Will do.
Yeah, but he's a skinny little bitch.
Soto doesn't have a leg to stand on because he might not even be on this team next year.
But Soto has at least been here and performed and won it.
But again, he's not like... He is, yes, he is a Yankee in...
But he's not that Jeter, Bernie, Scott Brosius, but David Cohn.
Even though beyond that, there's like a list of mediocre guys that the Yankees were full of. They were like having a surplus of guys like Nick Johnson on their roster back in the day. World Series winner Todd Zeal was filling out the back of their
roster.
That's
how it was built.
So many of these guys had experience. Enrique freaking Wilson, David DeLucci, Kareem Garcia, Nick Swisher, all these guys with attitude.
Joe freaking Girardi.
I mean, you just, okay, Alfonso Soriano, like having his best like ever. Like second baseman rookie season for the Yankees in history, that might have helped a little bit. And that, along with all of the development of talent they had in the 95 to 2004, 2005, 2006 after Cano came up, since then, where's their development been? So they were getting much better, like major leaguers for 5 through 9 in their lineup, and they were actually able to develop talent outside of Judge. Where's Jason Dominguez? Where's Austin Wells in the playoffs besides the home run he just hit today?
Yeah.
Where's anybody from their minor league system?
That's what I mean. And I don't even know if it's necessarily a system, but it's like the Yankees are going to go into next year, and they're obviously their focus is on Soto, and they're going to need another starter because Rodon is a disaster, and Nestor Cortez has become a disaster, and Luis Gil is too volatile because he's too young. But are the Yankees going to actually address this culture issue, or are they just going to spend money free willy-nilly? Because what I'll give the Dodgers credit for, even though they're spending, you know, $2 billion on this lineup, do you have anything negative to say about Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani, Teoscar Hernandez, Will Smith,
Max Muncy,
Kike Hernandez,
Tommy Edman?
Do you have anything negative to say about these guys? I don't.
No, because they're producing.
Because they're producing, and they look like culture guys. Who is the culture guy on the Yankees? They want it to be Jazz Chisholm.
Yep.
And if that's my culture, I'm out.
Well, and again, making a trade to get Verdugo, like... I don't want that to be a culture guy either.
Exactly. And then you got Judge, who's great, but he's kind of quiet.
Yeah.
He's kind of soft.
Yeah, that's a problem, especially when you're struggling. I feel like it really starts to kind of show glaringly when you're having issues at the plate. You can't really answer questions. You can't really say anything publicly because you're quiet.
The best player on the Yankees in this series has been Gleyber Torres.
Yeah.
And not a leader.
Yeah, again, it's just hard.
I think they're in big trouble.
Well, it's just, again, we are literally comparing them to, you know, late 90s, early 2000s Yankees,
but
which is...
that's their fault. That's what they built.
I get it. But that is a standard where there are some teams, franchises, in all sports where there is a standard. I mean, you look at, just to do, I hate doing it, but completely different sport comparison. I mean, Ohio State wants to probably get rid of Ryan Day.
Dude,
because
the Dallas
only
Cowboys.
Wins 10 wins.
The Dallas Cowboys, like... they're failing epically.
Like the Yankees, they're extremely happy to be back at the World Series, but them not winning a World Series every single year to them is a problem. Them only winning one series.
Just like Ryan Day at Ohio State.
World Series since 2001 is a big problem.
If Dan Lanning brings a natty to Eugene, that buys that program 10 years.
But Ohio State not being in the natty for 5 years, that's a problem.
Kansas City won a World Series in 2015, and they're cool with that. The Cubs, the Chicago Cubs, won a World Series for the first time in 100 years in 2016, sold off everyone the next year, and Cubs fans are like, yep, 16, let's go, baby. I won't forget 16. But the Yankees, you built this. You put it on yourself, and the future is not good. If I'm Juan Soto, I'm actually not interested in coming back to the Yankees. I think they have too many problems, and that's where we want to go next. New news on Juan Soto, and I swear to God, if this happens, I'm not watching baseball. Hot corner, today the fan. Two outs, top of the ninth, 11-4 Yankees. Damn, run out away from this game being over, which is fine.
I wanted to fool any of our listening audience out there. Oh my God, the Dodgers tied it!
Can you believe that Freddie Freeman hit a... do some quick
seven-run home run?
A seven-run home run?
How's that possible?
Holy
I don't know.
God, well, Dodgers win.
Well, Tommy Lasorda came down from heaven, and he filled the bases with extra Dodgers.
So. They just named Freddie Freeman the World Series MVP of this year, next year, the year after, and the year after that.
Look, Vin Scully's marrying Pam Anderson in the post-game ceremony.
Fat Joe is running around dead.
Fat Joe looked like an idiot yesterday. Yesterday.
So this game's probably over. So we'll see game five tomorrow, which will be Garrett Cole, Jack Flaherty, if all things are continuing. And Yankee fans, as they're cutting to Yankee fans in the stands, they're like talking trash, like, we're better than you. Go back to the podcast and listen to the last 18 minutes Joe and I ranted about this Yankee team being broken.
I do find it funny as the Yankees get the final out and the series is now 3-1. Game five tomorrow. But
my mother just texted me, Yankees are going to wish they kept some of those runs for the next game.
Hey, your mom and I were on the same wavelength. Save those hits. But also, I do enjoy seeing Yankee fans have this much joy and optimism and hope and happiness on their face to get crushed tomorrow.
To know that a Wednesday night is going to be the worst day of their week.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
That being said, Juan Soto, there are new rumors that the Dodgers are interested, and that's the final out. This game's over, 11-4 final. As a third out in the top of the ninth is gone. There are rumors that the Dodgers are interested in signing Juan Soto. And for the sake of everything, I think the coolest thing about that is if the Dodgers were to sign Juan Soto, is we could sit here and talk about how you construct that batting order. Like, you bat Juan Soto second, right? But where do you put Mookie? Oh, okay, I'll just put Mookie first. Well, where do you put Shohei? Three? Well, so Freddie's four? Where do you put Shohei? Like, that would be fun. But I will tell you what, if the Dodgers somehow are able to sign Juan Soto, I'm out. I'm out on baseball.
Well, I mean,
this show,
quite
this
frankly, show, it kind of seemed like that at the this last offseason.
This show signed will Shohei. Absolutely revert to this.
Well,
that's where we'll go. If Juan Soto goes to the Dodgers, I'll do it for you one more time. This will be the intro
hot
to the
corner
show.
Three.
The hot corner.
And on
I'll
the
sit
court.
Here and rant to you about Klay Thompson being the best 3-and-D I've ever seen in my life. Again, do I need to show you one more time?
God, that hits so hard.
Yeah, it does.
Man.
It's great. This can't happen, right? Soto is Yankees or Mets.
No.
Right?
No, it's not going to happen. And I'm going to take Jeff Passan's word for it because I don't know. I'm trying to think of like what podcast, what show he was on. But like he just they asked him about this and he just was like, do you believe Dodgers have a chance at signing Soto? He's like, no. And then they're like, well, why do you think? And he's like, and then he elaborated. But how quick?
But at first he was just no.
Yeah, just how quick? Like he just went straight to the no, gave no explanation. I'm like, well, that pretty much says it right there.
And the commentators are like, oh damn, we thought he was going to say something more.
Well, you know, I think, and
you know, the Dodgers never count him out.
And he like started to kind of do that, but it was like his natural instinct for him to just be like, no.
Yeah, oh, look, it was, I understand wanting to win World Series. But
it was the Michael Kay show. And there was reports, Jeff, that Dodgers will go hard out to Juan Soto. Do you believe that to be true? He's like, nope.
There is no way you can spend $1.6 billion on two players.
It's not going to happen. And I get that they deferred.
You want to win World Series and how that like sells jerseys and tickets and TV, all that. I get it. $1.6 billion for two players, assuming Soto gets $600 million. That can't be a financially good decision. Even Donald Trump thinks that's a bad business move.
Do they care, though? I don't think they give a rat's ass.
I think at that point you care.
But
I agree with you, Jordan, but I think at that point you have to care. Knowing that Yamamoto's getting $300 million, knowing that Betts is getting $400 million, knowing that Freeman's getting $300 million, and Shohei's getting $700 million, and Glasnow's gonna get paid too. There's no way you can justify another $600 million.
What if Soto defers just like Ohtani does?
Well, I mean, if he does do that, then
the Dodgers are going to be like.
But I don't think Soto will. I don't think Soto will, because
I think he wants his money now.
I think he wants his money now, and I think he deserves his money now.
I want my money, and I want it now.
The reason I don't think he will defer is because Shohei can defer, because there are reports out there that Shohei's made $100 million this year.
Oh, yeah, his endorsements are...
And but Soto doesn't have that.
He can have something.
He can have something, but he's going to have like $15 million something.
So payroll...
Not $85 million something.
Oh, poor guy's got to live off of $25 million for a season instead of $75 million.
But to Joe's point, I want my money and I want it now.
I get it. Their money now is more valuable than money tomorrow.
Their total cap allocations for next year already is $250 million, which, I mean, you know, you had another... 40, 50 onto that.
I also think there's part of it that it's one thing to be in the top five of spending. Okay, if you're the Mets, you're the Yankees, you're the Dodgers, etc. You know, the Rangers spend a ton of money, but they got a World Series out of it. It's another thing if the second highest payroll in baseball is 285 and number one is 450. I think GMs don't want to be that guy, even if you can. But I'll tell you what, if Soto signs with the Dodgers, I'm out. I'm out of here.
Well, I mean, quite frankly, I think that they probably need to get an arm or two.
That's what I think. Well, who knows, man? They got Gratterall coming back, and they got May coming back, and Glasnow coming back. Like, let's not forget, this starting rotation should be Glasnow 1, Yamamoto 2, Kershaw 3.
Well, no.
In theory, just indulge me. In theory, Kershaw 3, and number 4 should be Bueller. May. And they never trade for Flaherty at the deadline. Number 5 honestly should be Julius Urias.
But also,
if he's not a POS human being.
Keep in mind the trend of Dodgers pitchers' arms falling off.
That's the truth.
Every year.
That's the truth. Every year.
That's why also I'm like, it probably wouldn't hurt for you to spend that money on a quality starter.
But are you going to go get Corbin Burns and pay him $30 million a year?
Well, it's not $50 million for Juan Soto. So, I mean.
That's true. 60. Juan's going to cost 60.
I mean, yeah, 50 over.
Soto's 600.
Well, 50 over 10 years. Like 50 per year, so 500. That's a $500 million contract.
Yeah.
So you're saying he's going to get 50 over 8? Or I mean,
he's gonna,
60 per year over 8?
I think he might get.
That's not a $500 million
contract. I think he might get 64 over like 13.
Jeez.
Someone's going to lock him up that he's there forever. Like Bryce Harper's deal is, I believe, 325 for 13 years. So in theory, honestly, Bryce is probably underpaid.
Do you realize a $64 million?
But he's locked
million
up for 13 years.
So you're saying that he's going to sign for a 13-year contract for a total of $832 million?
Potentially, he's 27 years old.
No, that is no.
Steve Cohen?
There's no way that's
happening. Steve Cohen?
I mean, he's got to pay Alonso, too. So
I don't know. I think Pete's gone.
I mean,
I think Pete's too expensive.
But with Cohen and his coffers, why wouldn't you want to bring him back?
All right, when we come back, we'll do everybody's favorite, fair or foul.
That's just so much money, dude.
So dumb. This is so dumb. I love that our sport gets laughed at by everybody, but our sport makes more money than everybody.
And you don't get injured as much.
Yeah, you don't get it. And it's guaranteed contracts. So, okay, yeah. If you got kids at home, teach them how to play baseball. Coming up next, fair or foul. But first, we'll throw it to Schultzy with sports.
Is it fair or is it foul? fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
There's the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. JR chimes in, our good buddy, our old buddy on this show, JR. My wife is on a plane at PDX leaving for NYC in a few minutes. She texted there were at least 10 Yankee fans that decided to buy tickets last minute for game 5.
Bro, should we do it?
Bro, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's fly from Portland to New York for doesn't matter so we can see our team lose.
I hope they lose like 13-0 tomorrow.
I bet you they do. No, they won't because Cole's on the mound. It'll be a close game. Freddie will go deep in the fifth and it'll be over.
Dude, I swear, the guys that the Dodgers threw out tonight, I don't know.
I hadn't heard of half of them.
I was going to say, had they thrown at all this postseason? Which I'm sure they have.
And the game was pretty close before the seventh inning.
God.
All that aside, we'll throw it over. It's our favorite segment of the entire show. We'll throw this over to our fantastic producer, Jordan Schultz.
Appreciate you guys. Let's start off with some history.
I love history.
Hey, you're pretty good, dude. Naming all those World Series MVPs.
When the World Series is over, I'm going to watch Ken Burns baseball.
Yes. I love Ken Burns baseball. Just one of the best things to put on in the background.
I'll give the nod to Ken Burns Vietnam.
As you said, the Dust Bowl is also really good, too.
The Dust Bowl.
I mean, anything Ken Burns.
I'm serious. He does the Dust Bowl. It's great.
I didn't know that. That is too funny.
All right, guys.
Like that one doesn't really match up with the other two. Like, oh man, baseball, Vietnam War, and the Dust Bowl.
He also has one called Jazz.
Yeah, now I'm in a Ken Burns wormhole in my head, and the Jazz one is pretty good too.
Ken Burns wrote an amazing line in baseball. He goes, in baseball, he says, in 1,000 years, United States of America will be remembered for 3 things. The Constitution, jazz music, and baseball.
In the Dust Bowl.
That's what we do. And the Dust Bowl.
Well, Freddie Freeman going to be remembered probably for his big walk-off grand slam in Game 1 of the World Series Dodgers v. Yankees on Friday night, guys. Of course, it did come on the very, very... I cannot believe it came on the anniversary from 1988 of Kirk Gibson hitting a walk-off home run for the Dodgers in Game 1 of that World Series. Pretty big deal over the Oakland Athletics because Kirk was injured. He couldn't really play.
He was the MVP that season.
Yeah, and his legs were just like...
shot.
I don't know what exactly happened or what the injury was, but he could...
What is he, Anthony Richardson?
He could barely run. Yeah, he needed a breather. He was winded, but anyways...
There's no Flacco on the bench for Kirky.
But anyways, Kirk coming up essentially doing the improbable, hitting a pinch hit, go-ahead home run, swinging with his upper body to give the Dodgers that Game 1 win in the 87 World Series. They did go on to... 88, excuse me. They did go on to win the 88 World Series. Of course, 7 years later, that happened on the exact same day, and apparently at the exact same time, 8:37 p.m.
I think it was like, I think I heard it was technically like 4 minutes.
That's
difference.
What I'm like, there's no way it was the exact same time. Yeah. I mean, that's awesome, but like, you can't say if it's 4 or 5 minutes off. Like,
look, baseball's romantic. It's not that romantic.
That's too good of a script to write. But guys, I was just thinking of these moments, trying to compare, you know, one of these great moments that we've seen on repeat for our entire lives now, one that we just experienced this last Friday night. Fair or foul, Freeman's walk-off is a bigger moment than Gibson's walk-off.
I'm not going to do the revisionist history and say that it is not as big as Kirk Gibson. I think the call will go down. I mean, the call is great.
Which
alone.
Which one? Vin or Jack Buck? I mean, it's Jack Buck. I don't believe what I just saw.
And the Vin to right field, gone. The simple, yeah.
I think the fist pumps, I mean, the situation, and Kirk Gibson, who has not played, like,
There was a time I saw Kirk Gibson at the grocery store, and he reached for tomatoes that I thought were bad.
And there's Mike Matheny with the bird poop. I have a hard time putting it above the Kirk Gibson home run.
I think I'm with Joe on this, and I think it's because... Who did Freddie hit it off? Clay Holmes?
Nestor Cortez.
Nestor Cortez, right, yeah. He hit it off Nestor Cortez?
Okay. Yeah, big deal.
Kirk Gibson hit it off Dennis Eckersley, okay? The first true closer, a guy who changed the game. Like, look, we talk about people and how they changed the game, right? Michael Jordan changed how people play basketball, okay? Steph Curry also changed how people play basketball, all right? There are certain guys in this world that might not be the greatest of all time, but they changed how you do things. And Eck changed how you did things. You had a high leverage guy with awesome stuff that you threw in for one inning, and Gibby hit it off Eck. I want to so badly be able to say that it's Freddie Freeman because it's Dodgers Yankees in 2024 with massive payrolls, but I think I gotta be with Joe on this. I think it's Kirk Gibson hobbled Joe Buck or Jack Buck. I don't believe Jack Buck has a better World Series call on that home run than Vin Scully, the greatest commentator of all time. And the rounding second as he's hobbling and the fist pump kind of thing. Yeah, I think it's Gibby.
I love it, guys. I think that'll be a good, it's going to be debated for the next like few years, honestly. It'll be a good
as
question.
As long as the Dodgers win the series.
I actually think Joe Carter's home run is bigger than Freddie Freeman's, too.
Okay.
Game 7, I mean.
Plus, there's another call there. Touch them all, Joe.
Yeah.
You'll never hit a bigger home run.
That's so true. Oh, man, I just got goosebumps hearing you say
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
No, it's so true.
I mean, Edgar down the line.
Ah! Yeah,
and
down the left field line for a base hit. Yeah.
In the American League.
Riffy's gonna score. Ah!
My, oh, my!
How'd that Can you believe it?
Now that isn't out yet.
Wow.
And the Yankees still ended up. No, they beat the Yankees, but they still ended up losing
it. The Mariners lost to the Tribe.
Yeah, I was like, the Indians. You're damn Indians. All right, fair foul number two. A former Indian, now the Guardians, Grady Sizemore.
Ooh.
The interim manager with the Chicago White Sox.
Fantasy team's called Grady's Ladies.
I love that. A lot of ladies loved Grady's.
Good-looking kid.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look at the dude. He had some shirtless pictures leaked during his career.
Good-looking kid.
Good. It's like, I got to admit, guy's a stud. But he is not going to be considered for the White Sox next manager after they fired Pedro Grifol during the season, had him take over as the interim guy. They are considering three names. Will Venable, the current associate manager for the Rangers, Guardians bench coach Craig Albernaz, or former Angels manager Phil Nevin. I can't believe he is on that list, but fair
such
foul. I cannot believe it. Fair foul, Grady Sizemore not being considered as the White Sox next skipper is a huge mistake.
I find it interesting that he's not. Like, I'm not shocked that he might not get the job. Venable, Cleveland boy, like, they are hot names that people, you know, the Marlins are interested in both of them. But I find it interesting that Sizemore's not there. I wonder if they think he is too much part of Pedro Grifol and why that team is bad. But this is actually a blessing in disguise for Grady because someone's going to pick him up as a bench coach. He's going to go somewhere. Hell, the Yankees might hire him, you know, to be a guy that's a player, a great player, who had massive injuries. But, you know, I don't think he did a bad job at the end of Chicago. They were toast. What is it that you can do? But I will say, I think it... Repeat the question.
Yeah, fair or foul. Grady will not being considered is a huge mistake by the Chicago White Sox.
I will say fair. I think they should consider him. I don't think he's ready to be a major league manager.
Yeah, not even being on the list, though.
But not being on the list, I think, is a travesty. And good for Grady. Get out of there. Go away. Run away. Run away. As fast as you can.
Jordan, can I get some sources? Some sources on this? Because, I mean, it could have changed within the last month or so. But, I mean, as of late September, the GM of the White Sox was saying he was in consideration. where the managerial job.
Yeah, give me just a second here. It was off of MLB trade rumors. Oh, actually, as we click this and talk about this, this just came out via MLBtraderumors.com. Breaking news, the White Sox have reached an agreement to hire Will Venable as manager.
Wow.
This is via Scott Merkin of MLB.com.
Who the hell is Scott Merkin? That sounds made up.
I love how you're just asking for sources literally at the moment I refreshed this story and this came up. It was literally at 10:37 Central, so 6-7 minutes ago.
Here it is. Okay. I mean, Scott Merkin.
I don't know who that guy is, but he's got the news, baby.
All right, well, I see a Jeff Passan tweet, so...
Well, there's a... Right.
Why? Someone tell me why, damn it!
Doesn't have to be Passan.
Nah, we ain't taking that!
It's gotta be Passan.
Stop.
Oh, well, again, are you gonna believe something unless Woj or Shams tweets it out?
I mean, I believed it on MLB Trade Rumors. It's been one of my normal sources for years, baby.
Fuck! Dude, spit on that thing!
Spit all over that news, baby.
Well, I don't know. Do I even answer this?
Yeah, now. No, I think it's still not even being considered.
Yeah, my phone
mistake.
Just buzzed me. White Sox hiring Will Venable.
Yeah, ESPN just sent it out, too. This is great. Very timely baseball show tonight, guys. I like it.
I'm going to go, I don't know, I guess foul. I mean, or fair. I don't even know.
You got to consider the guy.
I maybe they did. And now they have considered very much not hiring him.
I know how Will Venable's first season is going to go.
Opening day, and here's the first pitch, and the season's over.
Over under 60 wins.
I don't think even he gets to the first pitch.
Under 60 wins.
Under.
All right. I like that.
That's a 100 loss team written all over it.
Well, good luck there, Willie. All right, guys. Last fair or foul. This is kind of a fun one. I was looking at Aaron Judge v. Giancarlo Stanton and their career numbers, of course. Judge hasn't been in the league as long, but he's been hitting a lot of homers in his time. Giancarlo missed a lot of time during his years in the league. Fair or foul? Giancarlo currently sitting at 429 career home runs. Judge sitting at 315. Fair or foul? Judge will finish with more career home runs than Giancarlo Stanton.
Well, what's the age again? Like Judge, he's
32 to 34.
Wow, that's so crazy.
Isn't that
because
nuts?
When you watch the two of them, it looks like a 10-year gap.
Yep. Well, and when you watch Giancarlo run, I mean, you would think he's 50.
Look, guys, I know we laugh and joke about this, but I'm serious. I think there's a chance I get from second to home faster than Giancarlo.
Possibly.
Like, I know we laugh about, yo, can Alabama beat the Cleveland Browns? You know, like we do this in football and stuff. But, like, I'm telling you, I might beat him from second to home. Now, I am, like, chugging, and I'm probably blowing hammies and throwing up when I'm done, but I think I'm beating him.
I'm going to say fair, because the way – oh, boy, gosh. I say that out loud, and I immediately – like, because the way that the pace that he's on right now, but Giancarlo was on a pace that we thought was going to continue, and then it petered out real quickly.
Then you're like, well, but Giancarlo got hurt a lot. And you're like, oh, but Judge also gets hurt.
And the thing is, too, is a lot of – I feel like we've seen this over the last few years now where it seems like guys are on this trajectory like, wow, he's going to keep doing this for the next 10 years. And then they don't. And so
Mike
Trout. Dare I say my guy Chris Davis? But again,
Chris with a K.
Yeah.
Oakland A's.
Of course. Right. Yeah. That's obviously what I meant. I mean, it seems like to get these sustained 40 home run seasons, 50 home run seasons, it just isn't happening as much. But Judge definitely does seem like he is a once in a generational type player for this Yankees team. I say that he does. I say he finishes with more home runs.
I'm with Joe. I will say fair, but I'll throw a bonus question to both of you. Fair or foul? Neither. Get to 500.
Oh, I'm gonna say Judge gets to 500.
I'm gonna say foul to that because Giancarlo's already at 429.
Yeah, but look at what he looks like right now.
Yeah, but he's still gonna be out there hitting a buck 90 because the Yankees have nobody else, and he'll hit 20 home runs.
So Judge is
but 20.
He needs 70
more.
70 more. 71
more.
If he hits 20 for 4 years, he's doing
it. You think Stanton's going to hit 20 home runs for 4 years?
He hit a buck 90 and threw 25 up. He literally does nothing else besides hit whammies.
I'm just asking.
No, I hear you.
He's 34.
He does nothing else but hit whammies. And get injured.
Needs 185 more home runs. He's 32, and he is hitting 50 to almost 60 a year.
Bonus. fair or foul? Who hits more home runs in their career?
I'm going to say Judge.
I mean, well, bonus. That was my original
question. That was
question.
The original. I was hoping was like, nobody caught that.
Wait, what?
I'm like, wait, hold on a second.
It's like, what was my question then? Hold on.
Nobody caught that. Just trying to be cheeky here. All right, that is fair or foul. We give it up to Jordan every week for him to do that. That was great, buddy. I really appreciate that. We'll come back. We'll wrap this bad boy up. Hot corner, 10 of the fan. So we don't have much time. We got to get out of here. But Joe and I are having this conversation in the break. I really, really want to, as much as I hate the Oregon Ducks as a Wazoo kid, I do want to thank Oregon for one thing that UW can't do, USC can't do, that Utah's having a bad year, and the Arizona schools and UCLA is a joke. I would like to thank Oregon for walking into the Big Ten, and everybody's like, oh, that physicality, you might not be able to handle that physicality, and they're just as physical. So I would like to thank Oregon for a hot second, even though I still hate your guts, and I hope you lose every game possible. Thank you for reminding the country that there was legitimate football played in the Pac-12.
Yes.
I just asked Joe, how much does Oregon beat Michigan by? And Joe goes, 25. Although I heard some guys say, I think it's going to be a close game. Look, the quarterback at Washington State University can throw the ball 1,000 times better than the reigning national champion's quarterback. Yes, their guy got drafted last year, but you have nobody. You have nobody. Cannot complete a forward pass.
I'm telling you, I'm pretty sure that they are bottom 10 offense statistically in college football.
Yeah, that somebody like UL Monroe has better offense than them.
I wouldn't be surprised. And I know nothing about UL Monroe.
Me neither. And I feel bad that I pulled them into this. But I bet you they're better than Michigan.
They're like, how dare you?
Like, literally, you can't throw the ball forward? That's it? That's all we ask of you to do as a quarterback. And you can't do that at Michigan?
And Michigan is, oh man, I think they just escape out of the bottom 10. Six. They are 10th worst offense in college football.
You won the Natty last year. You got pros on that team.
Aw, damn it, UL Monroe. They have the 6th worst offense.
Come on, UL Monroe. All right, that'll do it for us. We come back next week. We will have a World Series champion. There's a lot of stuff I've got saved up to get into when the baseball season is over, but we'll recap the World Series. We'll get to that. We'll do all that next week. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris. Jordan Schultz on the ones and twos. Go do something. I would do.